Lindor Selects.
Find Stuart Allen Books for us, will you please?
Stuart Allen Books.
About time
Books.
We start talking about filing taxes, although there's a wrinkle. For those of you who are like most of us, if you file for purposes of getting deductions, and that's most everybody has a mortgage, you can't file until next month. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
They don't know.
Hit me with that again?
you can't file.
The government of the United States of America, which is now $17 trillion in debt, has not got the software fixed at the IRS so that you can file your taxes. If you do anything other than file the 1040 or the 1040 EZ, that is, you don't require any, there's no deductions, just here's the card, here's what I owe, send me back my refund. Other than that, you can't, they will not accept.
Right.
If you're doing electronic filing, if you try to hit the button to send your tax return in, it will reject it. Because they don't have the software to apply to the program until, I think it's February 15th, isn't it, Roberta? Something like
yes,
that.
Yeah.
The middle of February.
Yep.
So that's why we haven't had Stuart Books on, because there's nothing to do. I don't know what he's doing. I suppose getting things ready. I actually started early this year, and I'm a lot further along, thanks to the snow that I was around.
Yeah.
I go back this weekend. I'm supposed to have dinner with Richie tonight in Washington. A little snow moving in there, but nothing, I don't think, serious. And then there's a snow.
The timing will be perfect so that you should be able to come in before it and leave after it. So.
But every trip I've been on so far this year has been stymied by the storms. I don't have that problem this weekend going back up to the farm for a couple of days. But the guys tell me there may be a little more snow today and a little more over the weekend. We have 6 to 8 in one. I saw a picture one of the guys sent me. Took his picture of his cell phone, a 14-foot snowbank by one of the barns, and the ice and stuff, unbelievable. Cows are okay, though. The only problem, yesterday it was 13 below zero, and the water, we have to have a big special water tank that prepares the water. It has to be just right temperature-wise in order to clean all the equipment after the cows are milked, and it blew up yesterday.
Ooh.
And so I was talking to a couple of the guys late in the day, and they were giving me the options, $2,800 for this, $2,400 for that. I said, guys, who do you think you're talking to? You go to Craigslist, and you find the stuff. Somebody's got to have this stuff someplace. Well, hello, there was one out in Greenfield, Mass. For $800. So it
good
just,
for you. In good working condition?
Yeah.
Somebody that needs $2,400 worth of work.
I want my Christmas music. Where's my Christmas music? I want my Christmas music. I have to tell a good story, some good news about Christmas.
Oh, Pearl.
Look, it was just a month ago yesterday.
It was. Today's 26th, right?
I think so.
Seemed like Christmas was a month ago. All right. For those of you who follow this sort of thing, and most of you who listen to this kind of a radio program are devotees of radio. You know that there are different, obviously, the spoken word formats, even though they're the most popular. The music world still does do well at certain times of the year. And to wit that, as proof of it, the radio stations, for example, New York City, the radio station that played Christmas music this year, normally have, it's called Light FM. You hear those stations.
The same thing here in D.C.
Right, okay. So it normally has maybe a 4, 5 on a really good, what we call, rating book. It has a 6. During the Christmas season, it had a 12.3.
Yeah. Whoa!
Doubled its audience. Same thing for Chicago. A radio station there got a 12.1. That was doing Christmas music. Let's see how.
Means 12 out of every 100 people were listening to that station.
Yeah, Christmas music.
Wow.
In Los Angeles
monster.
Here, Coast normally has, you could argue, they were lucky to get a 4 most of the time, Jennifer. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, for
three
sure.
And a 3 and a 4. Got a 12.9 share. Yeah. Let's see here. Philadelphia, the station that plays AC music. It's either an oldie station or an AC station that converts usually. And in Philadelphia, they had a 12 share at the best radio station. WBEV is the best radio station in Philadelphia. Independently owned. Guy's a genius. Run it for 40-some-odd years. Wash FM here in Washington, Richie, mm-hmm. got an 11 share.
Which is already a well-rated station. Yeah. All of these light rock wash right. stations.
Yeah. Four share, five
yeah,
share.
Yeah, they're on in every
they're
dentist and doctor
to,
office.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they are. But it's really pretty interesting to see how, and the news stations did well, mostly in this last book because of the election. The talk stations did well, pretty much maintained their ratings. But it really is a very interesting pressure point here to look and see how much better even this year they did than last year, which tells you a couple of things, really, if you are analytical. One of them is that people want a rest. They really want something different, not only from the music, but yeah, because the stuff that's on the radio today is just, it's bland, banal. It's not really very much. They don't have really good personalities anymore to play the music, and the music is old and stale. So they keep trying to repackage it and come up with new formats, Jack FM, Fred FM, Bert FM,
Ernie
Flam
FM,
Ernie FM, all that stuff, yeah. And it's a waste. It's nonsense. The real story is the spoken word format, and the story there is that the programs that are not doing political talk also, as I look back, I'm just sort of reporting in on the results of what happened in the fourth quarter last year in the radio. The spoken word formatted stations are doing much better if they are sort of advice, non-political talk. The political stations, the good ones, and I'm saying there are in every city, usually the big cities, 2-3 stations that are doing talk, and most of them are right of center. There are in about, I think it's 24, 25, 26 stations have left programming on them. Like I was listening to 1150 here in Los Angeles yesterday. Pretty good program. Actually, something I want to talk about later on in the hour, the over-Oprahtization of Oprah. Is that the right word?
Okay.
Oprahtization.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah. Gail King, who has a new program that some of the it's actually not just on progressive stations. It's getting play on a lot of the stations that carry programs like mine that are not political, and she's considered to be not political because she's usually doing stuff that is somewhat celebrity-oriented. Anyway, she had Oprah on with her yesterday to talk about the interview she did with her sister and all of that, yama yama. When does it stop? Mm. Every time you turn around, there's another Oprah story. There's another Oprah
or another
TV.
Oprah show, yeah.
Another
yeah.
Oprah show, come on.
It's got her whole network.
Point,
big resurgence in
yeah.
Oprah.
Right. Yeah, people say, oh, she's going away from television. Are you kidding?
You can't get her off of it.
She's everywhere.
She's on the TV almost as much as Obama.
My God, maybe
almost
more.
Almost as much as Doug on radio.
Yeah. Almost as much as Regis.
You know, yesterday I was reviewing, somebody sent me an old video of the stuff that I've done on television, what they call a reel of things, because they wanted to use it for something, the guys in New York. And I looked at it, I hadn't looked at it for a long time.
The one that's on YouTube?
Yeah, it is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And the one that's best in there is me on with O'Reilly. That was actually a very good. I was talking about the Macedonian camps when I was over in Bosnia and Sarajevo when I went into the camps. Ellen Ratner and I went into the camp. Now this is a story and a half. If you never heard me tell the story, I'll tell it in a moment about getting off the bus and having being stared down by guys on the other side with guns. You don't think I needed to change my underwear after that? And we were on the border. Oh, but I won't tell you. I'll tell you a story in a moment. 15 past the hour and good day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit barracuda.com.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
800-510-8255. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 18 after the hour. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I with a focus on one of my stories. Yeah. I like to tell stories. And I think that sometimes you get wrapped up in the events of the day and what's going on, and you kind of lose track of things, experiences that you've had. And I now have lost my train of thought.
Macedonia.
Yeah. Oh, right. Going, thank you. I was looking at
you and
Oprah.
Ellen getting off. I was
getting shot at. Yeah. Done.
So we're getting out of the bus. It's on the border of, remember now, what happened? This is the former Yugoslavia. And when Tito dies, there's a war.
Not Tito Jackson.
Tito Jackson?
No, right. No, I'm talking about Tito, who was the dictator of Yugoslavia. I forget what his first name was. But anyway, Tito Jackson. So Tito's dead, and the warring starts. He held the country together pretty much the same as Saddam held together Iraq. Iraq is really three separate countries, but it's been pushed together by the Europeans. And then with the dictators like Saddam, they come along and kill all of the people that they don't like. And that's what happened before Tito came in. That's the way it was. He came in after World War II, put all of the elements together, the Serbs and the Croatians and the Yugoslavians. Anyway, so after that breakup, you all know what happened. Milosevic and that bunch were killing all of the Muslims. I mean, it's
right.
A mess.
Right. Right.
So the country's at war. So I go over there with a couple of people. Ellen Ratner's one of them. And we start nosing around, and we find these camps where people from various countries have been put into camps in other countries. These are people who used to live there, and now they won't let them live there any longer. So they put them in camps so they can deport them. So the government, they bring us in a bus, and the guys on the other side of the border, the Macedonian side, are ready to shoot us. We walk to the camp, and we find all these drugs being sold. And I tell the story on O'Reilly. One of the best TV things that I ever did. So that was part of the reel. That was why I was telling you the story. Got it? 21 after the hour and good day.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.gov.
They're taken care of. We have a retirement pasture for the cows.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not sweet.
It's called Burger King.
No, it's not called Burger King.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue.
Now, 24 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday. Stuart Allen Brooks joins Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and me. He does my tax returns. He does Richie's tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta doesn't pay taxes. She's trying to...
Roberta lives on a small island that she bought off of
right.
The coast.
Oh, yeah.
The small island is called Long Island.
It's right. Just a 14 tax returns last
right.
year.
All right. So we are now almost done with the month of January. And it appears the United States Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service can't get their act together. So what do people that just don't file till the middle of February? You say if you hit, like you file all of our returns electronically. If you hit the button now, it gets rejected, right? Because
that's correct.
Yeah. So you don't do, and what is this going to do to your, to the accountant's business, to H&R Goniff and Jewett Hewitt or whatever it is, so all those tax
it's
companies?
Not, well. If all you have is a W-2 and you don't itemize your deductions...
Right, Form 1040A or EZ, you're all set, right?
Those are all set.
Right, okay, but those are not the majority. Everybody's got a mortgage, and if you're deducting your mortgage, then you need to file something other than 1040EZ or 1040A, right?
That is correct.
And you cannot file until mid-February at the earliest.
It sounds like it's going to be mid-February,
yeah.
The last I've read. And... for me, it doesn't mean anything. We're doing returns.
Yeah.
We're just holding them and...
Yeah, you have. You know what? You do us a favor. Here's the thing to do, Stuart. You and all of your pals, on the first day they say everybody can file, send them all at once and jam up the system and blow it up again.
Of
yeah.
course.
I mean, it's absolutely going to get jammed up.
Yeah, right. Okay, now, there are a lot of these tax preparation companies...
Hold on a minute. I want to know why, like last... April, they didn't go, oh, you know what?
Because this stupid government.
What was the problem that they didn't notice?
The problem is that they taxed. How many different tax laws changed this past year, Stuart?
Oh, on December 25th or 27th in the lame duck session.
Right.
They passed at least two. A massive tax bill.
Remember? I want to keep all the tax stuff the same Roberta doesn't have to worry about her mother dying and all that other stuff.
That's what that was all about. All right, I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, but you would have thought beforehand they'd have done the what ifs. Wouldn't you have thought that? What if it's this way or that way? Yeah, they knew what all the possible scenarios were, but they wouldn't. Let's wait till they get
passed. They wouldn't.
No, of course not.
That's not the way government
works.
Because
the government. All right. So there are a lot of free filing options. Unfortunately, having you do our taxes, you're not one of them. But what do the average folks listening to us do to take advantage of TurboTax and H&R Block, and even the IRS has a free file, I think, right?
Yes.
How does that work?
H&R is IRS is free file. Will send you to one of either TurboTax or H&R Block.
Oh, it does. They don't do it themselves.
Free online services.
I got it. Okay.
But many of them will only free file the federal. Mm-hmm. H&R has a great new commercial out,
right?
Except they attack on at the end, but state taxes are extra. This credit is extra.
All right. So that's if they're eligible taxpayers can prepare an e-file federal tax returns for free, but there's always a catch to it, as is the case with many things when you're fiddling around with the government or some of these big companies. All right, Stuart Allen Books here. A little tax info for us on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Comcast-NBC merger has finally been approved. The FCC was cautionary, stating that such a deal could threaten the development of innovative online video distribution services. Comcast will lose its management rights of Hulu, and neither company can restrict unreasonable online distribution of its video. In other news, Apple just reported their best quarter ever, citing revenue of $26.7 billion with a profit of $6 billion, which set a new record for Apple, along with the sale of 7.3 million iPads and 16.2 million iPhones. With the Verizon iPhone and iPad 2 around the corner, Apple won't be resting anytime soon. And finally, Kaplan Test Prep questioned over 2,000 students and found that 61% are Facebook friends with their parents? Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Another last-minute adventure from Hotels.com.
After 9 hours in the car, we were almost home from vacation.
Things were going well. Until...
Sparkles! We left my hamster!
Sparkles.
They headed back for Sparkles, but they didn't know about last-minute deals from Hotels.com.
So we slept... in our car!
Life happens, and when it does, Hotels.com has a last-minute deal. Find over 20,000 last-minute deals every week. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Limited M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's going to be a good day. Good morning, America. How are you? Doug with Rich and Jennifer. We've added 24 radio stations to this program in terms of carriage since about Thanksgiving. Not a bad thing. And it's because of the charm, the personality, the good looks of people who are on this program now that we have from time to time.
Like me?
Yeah, right. Well, you don't get on the stream, so how would anybody know? If you were able to get yourself on stream, and Jennifer as well, you'd see how beautiful these women are.
Was I scary when you saw me in my pajamas?
I thought you were delightful.
But we're girls, right. And it's early in the morning. Do you want us to get up like at 3 o'clock in the morning to put makeup on?
Meredith Vieira does. She puts makeup on in the morning.
Yeah, but she gets like millions of dollars to do that.
What's the one I like? Carlson on Fox.
Oh, Gretchen.
Yeah.
She doesn't need makeup, though, because she just spray tans a lot.
Yeah.
Does she really?
She's just orange.
Yeah.
Orange.
I
got
to check in with the CBS. Weren't they going to switch over to all just kind of like good-looking?
Yeah, right.
Like that
congressman last night who offered the opposing point of view for the Republicans. Good-looking guy.
He's
zero
hot.
Say.
Who
didn't have anything to say.
Who was
who
it?
Who cares? Andy.
Ron.
No.
Somebody who cares?
Yeah. He was a hot Republican, I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, let me see who
he had
was.
Maybe hot, good looking, but he had zero to say.
I think
Michelle Bachmann
couple.
Had more to say than he did. And she had some interesting things, actually, to say. Speaking of things to say.
Oh, Paul Ryan.
Ryan.
Him.
Yeah, where is he from?
But he's from Chicago. He's the guy who was married to the girl, the actress who was in that Star Trek spinoff show.
Oh, Jerry Ryan.
Jerry
yeah.
Ryan. And
are they
she
still
dumped
together?
Him. No, she dumped him because he wanted her to. Like wear handcuffs and get a little kinky, and
we'd
she was
be
like,
"Perfect Man. Together."
Great. All right, coming up, the story of
He's
Bristol
so
Palin and what's going on with her. Before we get to all that stuff, the television and the gossip that's around some of the TV stars, we have to get to the facts. First, fast and factual, out of the gate.
First,
it's time for
fast and factual.
And factual. Roberta Fasanelli is first, fast and factual when it comes to fetching the first... I was gonna
let me know when you're done with your ass.
Okay, go ahead.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, if your kids love Nesquik, my daughter absolutely loves Nesquik. I know it's really bad for them. It's mostly sugar.
That's the old, there's an old jingle. What was the old jingle for Nesquik? Richie, see if you can find it, will you?
Sort of like the Nesquik rabbit doing something.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a coupon for you. It's buy one, get one free for the Nesquik, the pre-made chocolate milk or strawberry milk.
Chocolate milk?
Chocolate.
And that's the, wasn't that it? Yeah, no, no, everybody.
Nestle makes the very best
chocolate.
That's the one.
That's it. That's what I was looking for. Never mind, Richie. We already found it.
We found it. We did it ourselves.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle makes the very best.
Good thing you did, because I know Rich was going to lose sleep.
And wasn't that performed by some dragon? Was that cool?
No, it was a rabbit. It was a rabbit.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Look at the.
Was it a rabbit?
Yeah. Nestle's what happened
to Kukla, Fran, and Ollie? Didn't they?
Dragon was a rabbit.
Kukla used to. Was it Kukla?
Oh, maybe they did it on the show. They had a rabbit on the show.
Listen to how smooth I am. Will you please? Everybody stop for a second.
Okay.
Listen to this. N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best. Chocolate.
I love. Was that Peter laughing in the back?
No, it's not chocolate. It's chocolate.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
That's it. It was a New York rabbit.
If Peter's there this afternoon when I get there, Richie, I'm going to punch him out.
Get into this now.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle, all right, enough of that.
Can I keep going? Okay. This is a great one, too. In fact, you could even do this for Father's Day if you've got a young man who's really into Popular Mechanics. A free subscription, one-year subscription to Popular Mechanics magazine. Yeah. Run and go get this one because they don't last very long. Restaurant.com's got their 80% off special ongoing again, so you get a $25 gift certificate for $2, a $50 gift certificate for $4, thousands and thousands of restaurants across the country. I love restaurant.com. And at the end of the month, they always do these specials. Heads up for February 4th on Facebook. You can get free Coffee Mate. Free 100,000 coupons for a free bottle of Coffee Mate. Also, here's another one for the guys and gals. I happen to love this magazine.
Outside. 100,000 coupons. They're going to give away 100,000 free bottles of Coffee Mate?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But you got to go there on Friday, February 4th.
Can you use that? I heard you could use that on hot chocolate. I like hot chocolate.
And it's F. It's a free flavor Friday.
Really? It's free flavor Friday?
Free flavor Friday.
Back to our F's. First, free flavor Friday.
So be first to get your free flavor Friday at Facebook.
Facebook free. First free Facebook Friday flop.
Okay, free subscription to Outside Magazine. Just go to the link, complete the form. Again, don't wait on this because they do run out. And this is the best one for today. Free dental care for kids. Yeah. So it's through the American Dental Association, and thousands of dentists across the country have free oral dental care to low-income families. It's the first Friday of February. They do this every year.
The first Friday of February? Richie, you hear that? It's free on the first Friday
on the first Friday of February.
Free teeth on the first Friday of February. So all you have to do is sign up. You can go to the website that we have, the ADA.org website. It's called the Give Kids a Smile program. And you can have your child's teeth taken care of free on the first Friday of February. Just make sure you sign up.
I know a few kids. Never mind. I was too aggressive with my
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
It's all this alliteration.
And this is all on the DutchSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com website.
It is. Go to
website.
DutchSteffen.com. Also, GoodDayShow.com
section
brings you to the same place, the Queen of Cheap section. There are a lot of great things that are there. I know. I'm enhancing it. I'm underscoring it. A lot of surveys at DutchSteffen.com, video of the day. Although, Rich.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went to the website, and I did not see the video of the day. I was looking for that Megan Glover. And all I saw was a picture of me and you and Roberta and Jennifer and Maria.
When we started Ustream, that picture and the Ustream feed took over that box, and the video of the day is in the box to the left. I am in the currently trying to change that so that after the show is over and the Ustream feed is over, it then again features the video of the day. That will be back to normal.
Thank
shortly.
You. For those of you who are tired of talking about the nominations for the Academy Awards and all of the other things that were part and parcel the last 24 hours, you'll be happy to know American Idol is on tonight. Roberta will have something to do, keep her off the streets. Jennifer and I will talk about that in a moment. And other things related to television like the future for Bristol Palin. This is Good Day at 19 before the hour. I want to have you think about Valentine's Day because it's coming. As a 14th, so what is it? I think it's 3 weeks from today.
Monday. It's on a Monday.
Two and a half weeks from today.
Last Monday.
All right. Here it is. This is the smart time, the smart time to order your flowers. Do it early so you can relax and not worry about it. How many people wait till the last minute to order their flowers
That's
or whatever?
What I used to do.
Well, it's just foolishness. Why would you do that? You know who you're going to give, unless you're somebody who has a different date every night or something. You don't know who you're going to give it to. Whoever the babe or boob is of the night, the 13th, you give her flowers. That's not what this is aimed at. This is aimed at people who have a serious relationship, love the person they're with. Mostly this is for women, although, you know what? I'd like to get some flowers.
I like flowers.
Yeah, I do. I like flowers. That's why I grow so many of them on the farm around the house. Beautiful. Proflowers.com has free things like chocolates, a vase or a vase, if you prefer, to go along with the special this week, a dozen sweet expression roses, pink, red, white roses, perfect romantic gift, $29.99. You get all these things free, plus for another $10, you get double the number of roses.
Whoa.
So $29.99. How about that for something that ought to be in the Queen of Cheap box, Roberta?
Absolutely.
This is something I've been giving away for the past 4 or 5 years. I think Pro Flowers has been around here on Valentine's Day. It's so easy to get these. If you've never tried Pro Flowers, now is the time to do it. I mean right now. The roses are guaranteed fresh for 7 days. You cannot lose out. You don't have to have them delivered today. You order them today, and you have them sent, let's say, 4 days before Valentine's Day, so you get the benefit before and after in an equidistant way. You don't have to have them sent today just because you order them today. They will stay fresh, though, for 7 days. I guarantee it. I stand behind this because I think these people know what they're doing. So here's what you do. Get your sweet expression roses by calling 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PROFLOWERS. Mention Doug, D-O-U-G. You get better treatment that way. Go to proflowers.com. Get the same thing. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter my password, Doug, D-O-U-G, proflowers.com. For the special deal, it expires on Friday, so take advantage of it now. Don't forget to use the password Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
13 before the hour. Doug Stafford's Good Day program. Jennifer, the story of Bristol Palin, who is apparently taking the offer from that Tucson radio station. She moved to Tucson. And or Phoenix? Phoenix. Phoenix. She's moving to Phoenix.
Arizona somewhere.
And, right. And the radio station, one of the, I think it's one of those mixed stations.
Mm-hmm.
Has offered her a job, and apparently she's seriously considering it. So she liked being in Alaska as a kid, but now she wants to be warm and away from Levi Johnston. As a matter of fact, she was on The View yesterday talking about what she wants Levi Johnston to do.
Bristol Palin would like Levi Johnston to give up all his parental rights to their son, Tripp, and says if he agrees, he doesn't have to pay any child support. Also, she says she wants to change Tripp's last name to Palin.
Yeah. Does he want to give up his parental rights?
We don't know
I would assume he does not.
Yeah, I'd assume that in some ways, by his actions, he technically already has, aside from signing off on a paper.
You just don't take away somebody's right to say, this is my son.
I would agree. The guy's a loser and a dirtbag, but
he is a loser and a dirtbag. I thought Bristol was there, but they were just talking about her.
If he wants to give it up, that'd be a stupid decision on his behalf. But
All right, so Jennifer, we have American Idol back on tonight. I'm looking at some of the reviews of the first week. Last week, two nights, ratings 25 million the first night, 21 million the second night. That's off about 10 million. From where it was last year, 9% drop since last season. Some people said it was sluggish. It was still number one TV show.
My wife actually brought this up to me the other day. She said, I like it.
I actually do, too.
She likes Steven Tyler, and I like Steven Tyler, too.
Yeah.
And I think J-Lo is going to be all right.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a meshing issue between Randy and the new judges, but I think they'll get. But dude, Steven Tyler is going to be funny.
I know. He's kind of a kook. He's just funny to watch.
He's a little silly. It's funny.
Yeah.
All right, how much is Facebook and Twitter involved and the other social media when it comes to how these people do or how the voting goes?
You can text or call. They don't have any tweeting or Facebook.
They were not allowed. All the contestants were not allowed to use Facebook and Twitter, but I think year they're changing the rules so that the people can use it, which might have an effect we've not seen before. Who knows?
All right, so Jennifer, I called it earlier the Oprahization of television. My God, everywhere you look, this woman is all over the place. Now she's got this network of hers. And the half-sister story, I heard her, as I said earlier on, with Gail King on her radio program yesterday, talking about the situation. And I just wonder, she said she and Gail and Stedman decided to go public with it now rather than wait till sweeps time in February, which is decent of them, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just too much of the same thing. Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, if you want to talk a little bit about Oprah, because there's always an Oprah story, the big announcement was made that the Oprah Winfrey Network has just secured rights. They're going to start this new show with Chastity Bono.
Yeah.
Cher's daughter, son,
right.
And it's called. You like that?
Cher's daughter, son.
It's called Becoming Chaz, and it takes you through her journey of gender reassignment.
She apparently was very depressed, and that's why she did all this. And that's a good story, interesting story.
Yeah.
So lots of focus again on Oprah and the OWN network. 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
A bullet.
Here on the Good Day program, 53 and change. Welcome to PetShow.com. That's what I'm going to be saying to Warren Eckstein, who's the creator of that website, also the host of the Pet Show. And we'll find out. There are a couple of things about the. I want to know how they find dogs for these dog shows. I'm going to find out from Warren once and for all where these dogs that nobody ever saw before and you'll never see again. Where do these dogs come from? That's up next here on Good Day.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
With it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Warren Eckstein is here, the host of the Pet Show, perhaps America's foremost expert in pets other than me. He knows all there is to know about pet psychology, about parental.
That's why he works so well with you.
Psychology. Yeah.
I see you getting bit somewhere in the future.
So Charlotte was up most of the night last night.
Jeez, here we go.
And I wonder why. Yeah, this is like you, Richie, hijacking Tom Kreitler's.
That's right.
Money.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay, I'm hijacking this for a minute. Anyway, by the way, Charlotte was featured. You get the trades in the trades. There's a big picture of Charlotte driving the car.
Really?
We're going to check that out. Yeah, it's very cool.
That out.
Yeah. Anyway, so last night we're in this new little place, and she doesn't much like it because it's so small. I think she's getting a little claustrophobic. But Brendan brought Frankie over last night, and all of a sudden Charlotte got really upset. She started breathing heavily, and she wouldn't. I was trying to calm her down, and she wouldn't calm down for 2.5 hours. I went through this thing. Now, normally she has every once in a while an anxiety attack. Lasts about 10 minutes, goes away. She's fine. This, she was shaking, got up in the bed, shaking around, and I finally put her on the car because it was the only place she seemed to have peace. What the heck goes on? This is pet psychology.
Yeah,
I
well,
know
first, let's put you and the dog on the couch, okay, Doug?
Yeah, all right.
First of all, let's take into consideration you're in a new place.
Yep.
All right, right off the bat, that's anxiety and stress. Dogs like familiar smells, familiar sounds, familiar
right.
things.
Yep.
Frankie came over to the house, which even though she knows Frankie, it's a different ball game coming to a different location because she hasn't established her part of that location or her turf yet.
Right.
So it's perfectly normal. You know what I do for anxiety, though?
Right.
I am not a big believer in drugs. I was years ago, but no more.
No.
But here's the thing.
No, we're talking about dog drugs.
Here's the thing that I'm using with my own dog right now. I found a product, and it's not my product, but I do sell it on the web. It's called Calm Down, C-A-L-M, Down. There's a formula for dogs
really?
And a formula for cats. It's all natural. Now, my dog, Skyler, my shepherd, who has anxiety because he was a street dog for so many years, sometimes when I leave him, panics. So I give him 2 capfuls of this Calm Down and a little drop of skim milk, and I got to tell you, what a difference it makes. And my listeners are sending me emails saying, Warren, what a difference. I'm going to send you some Calm Down for sure.
Are you?
Don't
all
be afraid to take some yourself, though.
You know what I did? I actually went to take some myself. And I'll be going, woof, 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 woof. I have Benadryl, and I find before trips, supposedly airplane trips anyway, that's what our buddy Carlson told me to give her, a couple of Benadryl, and I thought I had some, but I didn't. But I was actually going to go out and get some.
Well, Benadryl's an antihistamine, which is basically, you know, kind of makes you tired if you take it yourself.
Right.
But this Calm Down's all natural. I would
it
prefer
is.
Using the Calm Down. It works for the majority of dogs and cats, and it's all natural. So that
is it the same
recommend.
Formula for cats as it is for dogs?
Different formula for cats, different formula for dogs.
So do dogs get more edgy or more concerned about these things as they get older, or is this just stuff? I mean, she's had her issues with things that bother her. Like she doesn't like the wooden floors. Those bother her. Tile floors. She can't stand wooden floors, tile floors.
Well, let me ask you a question, Doug. If you were calling on my show, exactly what I would say to you is simply this. Are you anxious in the new location?
I don't like the new location.
Okay, well, there you go. The anxiety goes from one end of the leash to the other. So don't be shocked that Charlotte's picking up on some of your negativity.
Clip really? Toenails. That's why she doesn't like the hard floors.
Yeah.
Her toenails are way too long.
How do you know?
I saw her.
Give her a hug and a kiss. Some Calm Down on its way to you, Doug.
All right, thank you. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com.